It's a Tech Tuesday, and this is when we find out about stories in the tech world. Please welcome senior editor at CNET TV, Ashley Esqueda. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
All right. A lot of times we talk about goofy things on Tech Tuesday, like robotic dogs or girlfriends. But this time, this is something that is pretty...
That's not goofy, by the way, Wendy, just for the record.
This is pretty amazing to me. Google and Northwestern have teamed up to help spot a certain type of cancer. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, this is a prime example of when tech and research and science meet and do great, potentially great things. So Google and Northwestern developed this AI that was able to
artificial intelligence, for those of us who may not know.
Artificial intelligence that was able to outperform doctors in spotting certain types of lung cancers. So how the test worked was, it was a very small test, so this isn't proven, solid, accepted science quite yet, but they were able to do two different tests. So the first one, they said, okay, we're going to take six doctors here, and we're going to give them scans from patients, and we're going to have them look at them and see if they could detect signs of cancer with no previous scans available. So these are just the first time someone's been scanned. And they gave the same test to the artificial intelligence. And then in the second test, they gave both the artificial intelligence and the doctors previous patient scans as well as the most recent scan. So in the test where both the AI and the doctors got previous patient scans, they were able to perform equally. So the doctors were able to see that there were signs of cancer or not. And the AI was able to, like I said, perform equally to the doctor's ability. But the more interesting outcome was on the ones where there were not previous scans available, the AI actually outperformed the doctors in being able to see if something was cancerous or not. So there's a possibility that going forward, we may use AI as sort of an assistant to doctors. It certainly won't replace them, but definitely may help them in spotting cancers earlier on scans with patients who have never been scanned before. So it's really exciting, sort of small but significant breakthrough.
And you would imagine, Ashley, that if this is being done for lung cancer, there's no reason to believe they couldn't extend this to other forms of cancer, right?
Absolutely. And it kind of works in the way that, so we're all kind of familiar with how MRIs and CT scans work, where doctors look at individual slices of pictures of our insides. And so how this AI would work is it kind of looks at almost a 3D image all at one time. So they believe that's the reason they're able to sort of see past, see past those first scans without previous scans and say, okay, I see what's happening here. I have a clear picture of it. And now I can notify, I can say for certain or not, the AI can say whether somebody might have cancer, which is pretty, pretty amazing. And yeah, I would imagine it would extend to other types.
That is pretty cool when you think about it. All right. And here's a weird story in the news on this Tech Tuesday. There is a sound so loud it can boil water. Remember that commercial? Is it Live or Memorex?
You can
sing.
Fitzgerald.
Yes, you could sing a note so high it would shatter glass, but now there's a sound so loud it boils water. Oh, I can make my mac and cheese so much easier now. Explain this.
Well, you definitely don't want to try to make mac and cheese with this sound level. So there are researchers at Stanford, and they have it's called an X-ray laser, and they're able to hit a small amount of water, and they sort of reached an upper limit on the sound level required to keep water in its form without actually sending it, without actually evaporating it. So this is like the highest temperature we can get water using sound without making it completely disintegrate, which is the equivalent of about 270 decibels. and that is louder than a rocket launch. Jeez. And if you were, if your body were exposed to that sound, it would pretty much liquefy you. It'd not be a good thing. So we definitely won't be seeing larger scale tests of this X-ray laser. But it is interesting for science, obviously, for things like testing and research in the future. If they need to keep water at a very high temperature without it evaporating, they now kind of have a better understanding of, you know, maybe we can use this X-ray laser to keep it in its liquid form without, you know, completely destroying it, and so maybe we can have some more consistent testing available to us.
The look on your face right now, Bill, is
priceless.
Know.
I'm going to ask a very dark question, Ashley, but couldn't somebody then harness this and use this as a weapon?
Like a ray gun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always the question you want to ask, you know, going forward with technology. I think that's a, obviously, I think we're pretty far away from that, but, you know, it's not, I always say, for me personally, I always say that whenever we develop new technology, scientists should always be asking, what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that somebody could use this technology for? So I think you're on the right track, Bill. I think that's not a, I think it's not a bad question to ask, and it's something that people should always be aware of.
Sure.
I'm glad you're not in charge of things.
Me too.
I'd be very worried.
Yeah.
And finally, we only have a minute here, but there may be a merger deal that won't go through. Explain this T-Mobile Sprint deal.
So T-Mobile wants to buy Sprint, and the FCC, the head of the FCC, has now said, I think it has my blessing with some caveats. Here are some specific things that, you know, they have to do. And but the Department of Justice may actually go a little bit rogue and say, no, we don't really feel that's enough. It's still kind of shaky on antitrust, and they may have to do more, or they may actually to prevent the deal from happening. So we're keeping an eye on that. And you, if you're interested in that story, you can always head over to CNET.com and read more about it.
Perfect. We thank you so much for all this information on a Tech Tuesday. She's Ashley Esqueda. You can find her on social media at Ashley Esqueda or CNET.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust you with a ray gun in your hand. You
Thank
did
you.
Order the X-ray specs.
I did. They're due in on Friday of next week, so I'll let you know how they work.
When did you order them?
When I was six. Takes a while.
All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And there's a new exhibit at the Museum of Broadcast Communications that I'm pretty excited about. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's traveling exhibit. And we'll find out all about it. I can't wait to see it.